Tarya visistang apinovanokasas. Achar sakye batalaksmano praja. Najar manunang mahato na saubagham. Na budhir na kritasto sahetu. Taryad vinsistang abinobano kasas. Sakar sakye batalaksamanagraja. Najan manunang mahato na saubagam. Narabana budhir na kritasto sahetu. Mataji's. Na janmanunam mahato na saubhagam. Na bhana bhudir na kritasto sahetu. Tayad visistang apinobanokasas. Sakar sakye batalaksmanagraja. Najan manunam mahato na saubagam. Abana budhe na kritastu sahetuhu. Taryad visistang apinobanokasas. Sakar sakye batalaksmanagraja. Word for word meaning na, not. Janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family. Nunam, indeed. Mahataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor. Sovagam, great fortune. Na, nor. Vak, an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor. Budihi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not. Akritihi, features of the body. Toshahituhu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Tai, by all those above mentioned qualities. Yat, because. Visristan, rejected. Api, although. Naha, us. Vana okashaha, the inhabitants of the forest. Chakara, accepted. Sakye, in friendship. Bata alas. Laksana agrajaha. Lord Sri Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshman. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. Everybody, please repeat after me. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of this is qualification, is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible, although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends? Sounds like all of us. Purport. In a prayer to Krishna, expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix a means not, and kinchana, something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee. And when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education, and personal beauty, Janmaishwarya Shruti Sri, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness, nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion. Bhakchamam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Lolyam eka molyam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, Kolavecha sevakera deka bhagya shima brahma shiva kande yara dekiya mahima dane jane panditye krishna nahi paye kevala bhaktira vasa chaitanya goshani. Quote, behold the great fortune of the devotee Kolavecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers, or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Unquote. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kolavecha Sridhar, and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Ganges, and with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils, and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Goswami through material opulence. That shelter is attainable only by pure devotional service. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Once you render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, that is called pure devotional service. Thus end the purport, chapter 19 of the 5th canto, text 8, Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalang Sri Gurung Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvare Vishabano Shute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipashindu vyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam, na vanna budhir na kritisto sahitu. Taryad visistang apino banu kasas, chakara sakye batalas managraja. So here is a prayer, continues from these different friends from the forest, friends of Lord Ramachandra. They were telling Lord Ramachandra how these different opulences, namely, one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's beauty, one's education, and one's being eloquent, taking birth in a very aristocratic family. These are none of the qualifications for attaining, having relationship with the Supreme Lord. Especially becoming dear with the Supreme Lord. To have those different opulences, material opulences, are given by God's grace due to their previous karma or previous activities. Somehow they attain that kind of material opulences. But this is not the qualification to become a devotee. On the other hand, it becomes a hindrance if one becomes too proud. Being puffed up, these different qualities. As Prabhupada mentions here, one may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on. But these good qualifications, being material, not necessarily can be qualifications to attain love of God or relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see that, especially people, when they come to the temple, that because of these different opulences that they have, they think that they can buy Krishna through this. Just for an example, it's like in uttering the holy names of the Lord, when one utters the holy name of the Lord, he cannot actually use his material qualification to qualify to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. One only needs one's sincerity, irregardless of one's position in the society, to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. And we can see that. Sometimes we observe when we're doing kirtan here, when the devotees or those who are trying to become devotees, when they chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they chant very sincerely. And when you compare them with the visitors who does not have any understanding of what is bhakti or why we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they chant in a loving way also, but more of not that sincere. They think it's enjoyment only. Of course, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purifies one's heart from all the sins that one may commit in the future. What to say of the past? So, the sincerity of one's becoming a devotee doesn't depend on one's material opulence. There is a song also we've heard in the back, money can buy me love. There was a song like that, isn't it? Money cannot buy me love. Only one's sincerity. Only one's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualification. We can see that the devotees are trying their very best, because spiritual life means, for me, my understanding, spiritual life means how we chant our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Externally, one may show very sincere in one's doing service, but what is one's motivation inside? So there are two ways. When one performs bhakti externally, you're seeing him doing nice service, but what is the motivation inside? Is it for Krishna or is it personal? Or extended wise, for my family? So sincerity in Krishna consciousness means only for the pleasure of Krishna. The devotee's pleasure is to please Krishna. Now, there is what you call mixed bhakti. Mixed bhakti means performing devotional service, the nine processes, starting from hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport in the third canto, where Lord Kapila explains about devotional service, that one can chant in a mode of goodness, or in a mode of ignorance, or in a mode of passion. Or one can hear the topics in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a mode of goodness, in a mode of passion, or in a mode of ignorance. So these nine processes of devotional service can have 81 different kinds of combinations according to the modes of material nature, which, if one is sincere and only wants to please Krishna, ultimately will lead him to pure devotional service. But how many of us are just satisfied and not aspiring to make advancement? You'll say, oh, what can I do? I'm sure it'll come one day that I'll become a pure devotee without endeavor. Does it happen like that? Will it happen one day? Oh, it's okay. That's all. That's my nature. Sometimes you hear devotees, you say, Prabhu, this is my nature. How can I change? What can I do? Is it true? No. The understanding is that when we try to satisfy our senses, when we want to fulfill our material desires, this has nothing to do with the soul. This is only the dictations of the mind, the intelligence, and ego, which is all comprised of this inferior material nature. The soul doesn't have anything to do with this. So the soul should be actually
be perspective,
introspective. That is a better word, introspective. We've heard many times, oh, you have to beat the mind with a broom or the stick at night. Actually, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the meaning of that is we have to find the faults of our mind. Because we cannot really beat our mind. There's no way. You cannot even find where is your mind. We have to find our faults. Right from when we get up in the morning, start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and throughout the whole day and till we take rest, still we have to find out what is it that I did correctly, that I made some advancement in Krishna consciousness, or what is it that I didn't do correctly. This is what I called introspective. We can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the sincerity of, especially, of how we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the bottom line. Everything depends on how we chant our rounds. So, there is an example here of Kolavecha Sridhar. Kolavecha Sridhar, materially speaking, he is very, very poor. Very, very poor. He does not have any material qualifications at all, but he has the highest treasure. He has the most priceless money cannot buy item, which is love of God. How can a most impoverished, material wise, nothing, completely, he only he sells banana leaves, anything that makes of bananas, banana leaves, banana twigs, banana cups, radishes also. And how much money you can make from this? He does not have any investment from the stock exchange or anything. And he's called Kolavecha Sridhar because he's very honest. He will have a fixed price for his merchandise. It's like you go to Lloyd's Bazaar. It says fixed price, but it's not really fixed price. You can haggle with them, and sometimes they will give also whatever. If they know you're from a third world country, then they will give you a more discount, better discount. So every day Sachimata will ask Nimai to go buy these different items made of bananas from Kolavecha Sridhar. And everybody actually pay whatever Kolavecha Sridhar will ask for that kind of merchandise. Everybody knows that that is very, very fair. Actually, that is even, you know, better than fair. So they will just give the price, whatever that may be. Happily they will give. But then Nimai will come every day and he will huggle. He says, no, these items you have actually no good. I will give you only half the price. I will only give you half the price because this is no good. So they will have a tug of war. You know, Nimai will have the banana leaves or banana cups, and Kolavecha Sridhar will not want to give them also because it's too much low of the amount. But somehow, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty is so captivating, his golden complexion, his yellowish color dhoti tied in three places, His lotus-like eyes. Just by seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kolavecha Sridhar, his heart will melt. And he does not have anything to do. Okay, this time I will give it to you. But tomorrow, don't come back. Better you not come back anymore. Because I'm losing. I'm already not making enough profit, and whatever profit I have, I give 50% for the worship of Ganga, and whatever is left is for me. And you can see Kolavecha Sridhar, he practically no clothes, very few, and it's torn, and it's not even the right size for him. And if one goes to his house, you will see his house, practically no roof. Or if there is a roof, then there's so many holes in there, and he doesn't have time to fix them. He will just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra day and night, calling out the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kolavecha Sridhar, he says, no, please don't come back anymore. But then young Nimayu says, no, I know you have a secret. I know you're hidden a very, very big amount of treasure in your house. I will tell everyone. I will soon find out what is this treasure. I know you're hiding something. And also I know you eat very sumptuous prasad or whatever, but hiddenly. You don't actually expose to everyone. You have a secret, and I know this. So Kolavecha Sridhar cannot say anything. What is this? I don't own anything. Practically my possession is this one cup, metal cup, and it's dented. And it's been repaired like 100 times. Which I have. What is it? I don't know any treasure at all. So Nimai, he will go every day and still do the same thing, huggling and taking practically everything for free, not giving anything for whatever he take from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, though, he went to Kolavecha Sridhar's house, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Sribas, Chandrasekhar, Mukunda, everyone, they all came, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found this cup of Kolavecha Sridhar, which is practically even a thief will not steal this to sell. It's too old. It's worthless. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the glass and he drank from it. And immediately after drinking the water from this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he erupted more in ecstasy. And Kolavecha Sridhar says, oh no, now I am dead. How can I have Thakur? He will call Nimai Thakur. How can Thakur drink from my glass? This is unthinkable. Now I am finished. It says in the Padma Purana that anyone who takes remnants from very advanced devotee, like the spiritual master, drink water that he drank, there's some remnants from that. Also prasadam that he took, and then there's some remnants from that also. Any remnants from the spiritual master or advanced devotees will give one love of God. And here we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after drinking the water that came from the cup of Kolaveja Sridhar, his ecstasy, his love of Godhead, multiply much, much more. So we can understand how much love his devotee has, Kolaveja Sridhar, towards the Supreme Lord. It's unimaginable. Not able to explain in the material sense. How is this so? So, material opulence, they are not qualification for attaining love of God. Actually, the more one is materially impoverished, just like Queen Kunti, she prayed, "My Lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted." A good sign when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, the more he makes advances in Krishna consciousness, is that Krishna takes away material things that he is attached to. Now, this is very difficult to understand. Seems to be that Krishna will make his devotee poorer than the way he was, or he will take away things, material things, which the devotee is attached to. And this is his mercy. This is his causeless mercy. Otherwise, sometimes, to show Krishna's mercy to the devotee will become prosper materially. It's the other side of the coin. Why? Because knowingly that this devotee, if he becomes materially prosper, he will know how to utilize this opulence for Krishna's service. And if one does not know how to utilize whatever he has for Krishna's service, then Krishna will take this away for his own benefit, so that he will not have any other recourse except to take shelter on the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Is this things happen to you? Krishna taking away everything? I've heard one devotee, "Oh yes, 2002, it's my Jupiter Ras, you know, my business went down, you know, my relationship got cut off, got divorced." But now you can see that devotee is prospering. He's more happy now. He's more happy because of the association of devotees. Now, if we look at it in a different sense, that, "Oh no, why Krishna is giving this to me? He's taking away everything. That's it. I cannot take this anymore. I'm trying, I'm struggling, nothing happens, something is wrong. Not me. Must be something wrong with Krishna or something wrong with the process. Better give it up. It doesn't work." Look at Kolaveja Sridhar. He did not give up. At the same time, when he was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Ask me any benediction," because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he did show his different forms to different devotees, this Mahaprakash Leela, he asked different devotees to come and get their benedictions. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his associates to go and fetch Kolaveja Sridhar. "Please come. please come. And when Kolavecha Sridhar was asked what kind of benediction he wanted, he says, "I don't want anything. Come on, please. I beg you." Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed himself as Lord Krishna, in Lord Krishna's form, with Radharani on the side, with other gopis on the side, Krishna holding the flute. So he understood that this is Lord Krishna, that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Lord Krishna, or Lord Krishna is none other than Lord Chaitanya. And he asked, "Come on, please. I'm obliged to you because every day I will go and you just give me for free. Now is the time for me to give you." And Kolavecha Sridhar says, "No, my dear Lord, I don't want any business from you. I don't want to ask anything, because bhakti means giving to Krishna, not asking. Of course, we can ask that the payment for our service is more service. That is all we can ask. But payment of having materially become more opulent, that is not bhakti. That is mixed bhakti. That's not pure bhakti." So, eventually, Kolavecha Sridhar gave up. He says, "My dear Lord, if you were going to give me any benediction, my only benediction that asking from you is that I may worship that Brahmana boy, birth after birth, that may he come to me and I will serve him birth after birth. I just want to see that Brahman boy eternally and serve him." So this is our prayers. When we actually chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even how much struggle we do to achieve love of Godhead, we cannot do it on our own. We need the help of Lord Krishna. When we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we say, "Oh Lord Krishna, please help me to chant your holy name purely." We should try our very best, but at the same time, ask Krishna for help. And then Radha and Krishna will do the rest. So ultimately, on our own, it is not possible. It is not possible to do it. We should not think also that because of my service, then Krishna will become happy. No, it is the intention of why we're doing our service will make Krishna happy. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he was being served by one of his disciples. I told this story the other day. And he was thinking that because of his service towards Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada is maintaining himself. That if I don't serve Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will not be able to exist. So we should not think like that. We are all indispensable. Even if we're not here, service for Lord Krishna by the pure devotees will continue. We should not think, "Oh, I like this, my service, and this is my offering to Krishna. But then, if I'm not here, everything will go haywire." we can be always be replaced by another pure devotee. Never ever think like that. So we should be always actually a pure devotee of the Lord. He always sees himself very little. Whatever he has, whatever opulence he has, still he thinks this is not because of me. This is because of Krishna's mercy. And I will only use it for Krishna's service. Otherwise, it can be taken anytime and we'll go back to square one. We'll go back to where we came from. Materially impoverished and spiritually impoverished. Both ways. Hare Krishna. Do we stop here? Any questions? Yes, Prabhu. Get a mic for him.
Thank you, Janada Prabhu. Swami. Spiritually speaking, the Janma, Aishwarya, Shutishi, with them we cannot attain the friendship with Krishna.
If we don't use it for Krishna's service.
Yeah. But whereas when in relation to religion, we can see throughout the history, the religion was spread with the assistance of aristocratic, talented people.
Yes.
Educated people. And
yes.
In relation to Prabhupada, he also managed to mobilize and utilize the talents.
Right.
Of his disciple. So my question to you is, ability to spread Krishna consciousness worldwide, the bigger influence, is this a sign of someone's advancement in spiritual life?
Yes.
Is it necessarily?
The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. Krishna will give the intelligence. Krishna gives intelligence for everyone. But the proper use of intelligence is spreading Krishna consciousness. So the more you are eager to spread Krishna consciousness, the more Krishna will give you those intelligence. You know, there's so many rich aristocratic family, and they have temples also in their homes, right? And some big. But you know what they do? They will hire a pujari to do the puja, thinking that if this puja is being done continuously, actually it is by my strength that the puja is going on, because of my money, because of my resources. This will be taken away. They have intelligence, but it's not proper. You cannot have somebody to do puja for you. You cannot have somebody to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for you. You endeavor, and Krishna, as I said, we have to endeavor to the very best of our ability, and Radha and Krishna will do the rest. But our intentions should be for favorably advancing in Krishna consciousness and helping others. So this ability that Krishna is giving is open for everyone, not just for one single person. This ability that Prabhupada has, this is for everyone. But how many of us are ready to sacrifice everything, including one's own comforts? How many? We can only do it a certain degree. So it depends on how we surrender, then Krishna will reciprocate. That's why others are more, so to speak, gifted. They have the intelligence, they have the beauty, they have the power, they have the wealth, they have everything for Krishna's service. And it's increasing more and more and more. Prabhupada says, what is your two hands if Krishna wants to give you something? And what is your, if you have 10 hands, if Krishna wants to take away from you, your 10 hands is not enough. You lose everything. But if Krishna wants to give you something, your two hands is not enough. So, how many of us are ready to accept this and pay the price? This lolyam, this greed. Our greed is not so intense. We just say, oh, tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. It's now. You want to surrender to Krishna? Start now. Don't say, I will surrender to Krishna tomorrow. If you start now, it may happen fully surrender tomorrow. But if you start saying, if you say, I'll surrender tomorrow, because right now I still want to fulfill my material desires. I'm not ready. You will never be ready. You start to be ready now. It doesn't matter how much degree you are. Then it will accumulate more and more, and Krishna will give you more and more. Anything else? So we need your blessings for all of us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sincerely, without any offenses, and only for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.